He knows when you're on the can.
He'll hunt you down and blast your ass from here to Pakistan.
Oh. You better not breathe. You better not move.
You're better off dead, I'm telling you, dude.
Santa Claus is gunning you down.
Yeah! Yeah!
Merry Xmas, everyone.
I thought you already did hit record.
No. Well, that was all totally off topic.
Should we count it down, actually?
Well, should we? Now we are recording.
Okay. Oh, well, okay, fine.
Welcome to the Cool Kids Club podcast on TuneIn Radio. I'm John Jones. With me are Zionic Freak.
Happy late Christmas. Happy New Year's, guys.
And Jeff.
Sup? It's turn 19.
And woo!
Your happy birthday, yo!
3 days ago! Woo!
And Steve?
Hey, Steve Lundberg here. How you doing, guys? Happy
and
Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy New Year's, happy Christmas. Yeah!
Yeah, Kwanzaa's probably still ongoing when this airs. And we're talking about Gundam games this week and Christmas in general, I guess.
And just whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is going to be a cool kids mix-up bag today.
Yeah, we figured that we can just kind of take a break from doing scheduled stuff and just
chill
and shoot the crap hole and just talk about whatever.
Shoot the crap hole? Wow, dude, you're getting personal here. You going to take me out to dinner?
Wait, that's a personal comment?
It's
I just made that up.
It's too bad CG's not here for it.
Steve, you of all people should sort of know I don't really have any kind of luxury of cash to take people out at this current moment.
That's true. That's true. So I guess the soup kitchen's out.
It depends on what day, what they're serving at the soup kitchen that day.
We should ask Mace.
I guess. Meanwhile, back at the ranch when we had Hoss with Little Joe.
So how was everyone's Christmas?
Pretty good.
I got a gift card to Walmart for $25. I got an Amex card for $25. I've got, and this is the one thing I've got to admit, I love my kids. I do. I love my children. But to go ahead and get a grown 45-year-old man a 7-Eleven Domo-kun.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, $19 could have been spent a whole lot better. But it's the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts, actually. So,
you know, at least your kids kind of know what they want to get you for Christmas. Like with my parents, like with my mom, every year it's either something technological. Like last year we got her a Nook. And then apparently a month later the Nook pretty much crapped out on her.
And wow.
That much. And then we got our Kindle Touch, the black and white ones.
All right. How long has that lasted her so far?
It's working so far. She hasn't complained about it yet.
Good. Good.
And it stays that way for the next 20 years.
Well, 10 at least. That way you get your, at least get your money out of it. Money's worth out of it.
Yeah.
I decided to go ahead and get my mom something. My dad actually told me to do this back in October. So I got my mom an IBM 4. I know what it was, an X41 tablet, and I picked it up for like $40 for. And it's pretty cool, actually. I was thinking about buying one for myself.
This is This is like a regular tablet, isn't it? Is it like a PC tablet?
It's a laptop tablet.
Ah, cool.
Wow.
I installed Vista on it. I know Vista's like a tool of the devil, and we all hate it, but honestly, my mom's used to Windows 7 on her desktop machine, but she needs something to go ahead and putt around the house with. So me and my brother decided to go ahead and halvesies on getting her a laptop, and we figured that for Mother's Day, the stylus.
Nice.
So, yeah. I know she likes it.
Trying to get a apparently we got this one guy who works on computers for us, at least for my family. And the way I understood it is she's interested in buying a laptop of him that's like gamer design made. And I'm
gamer
the
gamer design guy, made
something that's faster than my Gateway laptop when I'm trying to scrounge money to get some more RAM for it.
Taking into consideration your situation at the time, yeah, I could. RAM's cheap, but I understand where you're at right now. Scraping is scraping.
Yeah, I mean, my laptop still works, so I'm not gonna complain. And
like, I keep telling you, man,
it's good that she's gonna get something like more updated instead of this Acer laptop she's had for 5 years.
Yeah,
that's gradually starting to show its age with its constantly slowing down a lot because it's only got like, you know, half a RAM in it, because 5 years ago that was the fastest thing out there, which is
not. Well, isn't there supposed to be an upgrade program for Acer?
There is?
I thought so. I would check into it, dude. I'd actually call them up on that. I know most manufacturers like Dell and HP and Acer will have options like that. It is something to look into.
My breaker.
But, Jeff, you got anything to say about Christmas and your birthday?
My birthday happens 2 hours after Christmas, because that's when I came into this world. But, I'm on winter break right now for university, so days just kind of bleed together, so... Like, I have, like, these just – it's just, like, long episodes of just me wasting my – well, not wasting my time, living my life in Skyrim. And now I think those days are about to come to an end because I think I'm getting somewhere near to a point where I just kind of stop caring, where now life in Skyrim is beginning to become as dull and uninteresting as the real world. Which is hilarious when you think about it.
If I have to ask, how many hours have you put into Skyrim so far?
I don't know. I mean, like...
Don't. I could bet you right now he's probably got on like 250, 300 hours. I know I've got a friend of mine that's already gone ahead and dedicated 272 hours. And that was as of late this afternoon.
Jesus. This game is the reason why I have a B. In non-Western communication patterns, my 4.0 GPA has already been ruined because I decided to go and play Skyrim for 5 hours the day before my.
Because it's a game that has over 70 voice actors. Woo!
It's kind of sad when.
Oh no! Go ahead, finish up because I have something to say to Skyrim.
It's kind of sad when killing dragons and bandits and stuff becomes as uninteresting as studying for a final.
Raping dragons and pillaging horses?
Yeah.
Podcasts, don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah. Just like,
oh, well, that too.
That happened, and books have happened, because I actually read and learn. So, yeah. Christmas is weird. I mean, I think I actually did something this year for Christmas. I think I actually... Yes. I was telling people that NPR isn't as liberal as they say it is, because I know the true liberals. I was all like, yep, you don't know what you're talking about. Ponrol? Ponrol? Where is he? Gotta shake his hand for actually making some sense. But, yeah. That's my break. It's just one day after the next. The sun comes up.
The sun goes down.
I'm still awake.
And when I go to bed, that's the time when the moon comes out.
Bed? What is that?
That is that strange thing that lays on the floor that you flop on. That is strangely and yet comfortably smooth and kind of sinks into.
Oh, we have something similar to that at university.
Be right now. Oh, that item in my room that takes up like a quarter of my room. That must be what you're talking about. Oh no, what was it? I heard, speaking of Skyrim, I did hear a story about, there was, I think it was off another podcast where it was like this girl was complaining on Yahoo Answers regarding how her boyfriend was playing too much Skyrim. So her idea to get him off is to basically put him in a position where he will never have any reason to get off the
game. Did somebody say free for all?
Is that CG?
Schmeg. It was me. I raised my hand. I'm guilty. I am the guilty party.
Oh, that was
Hi,
you.
John.
Hi.
We love you, dude. Welcome to the chat.
But
so no, yeah, what were you saying about someone?
Like, someone's girlfriend.
She dressed up like a dragon.
No, so anyways, like what she said on Yahoo Answers was that he was getting hungry and he wouldn't get up out of his chair. So she made him a pizza to hopefully get him off the game. And then she realized that they weren't having sex regularly, like once or twice a day. So she decided to give him a blowjob while he's still playing the game.
What a bro.
I know. He's got the perfect life. And she's apparently upset that the fact that he's not stopping the game. He's not not paying attention to her. And she's wondering what she can do. But she's kind of already screwed that up by servicing him in ways that, like, to make his life the best way possible ever.
Damn.
She completely messed that up to get him off the game.
Wow.
She in other words, she lost the game.
Please. Yeah, I think she lost her relationship. Because if
was she even up to bat?
It's a habit for him to continually play the game and to satisfy him in more that ways than one, then he doesn't have a reason to stop playing. Like, she might as well go ahead and work for him and do his position at his job. And so then he can just sit there and play the game because she's already doing, like, the three things guys don't, or, you know, do them. I don't know. That didn't make any sense, but
I like video games.
Yeah, in certain situations, you know, I can see that would be a cool life, but honestly, there's a line that has to be drawn.
I don't think she knows where that line is, obviously.
Honestly, yeah. I'd have to agree with you. I mean, she's catering to his every whim. And
exactly.
She has self-esteem issues with what it is.
There's some friends who give hilariously bad advice or sarcastic, and she just can't read sarcasm. There's that.
Well, it's just
there is that.
For her answers, and that's a big mistake.
Okay, there. I kind of came in the middle of this, but what are we talking about exactly?
Skyrim addictions and some girlfriend who's servicing her boyfriend in more ways than one while he's playing Skyrim because, you know, he can't stop playing Skyrim to have sex or eat, so she must cater to his whims.
Hopefully,
like a good 4chan waifu.
That brings up a really bad question. Is he wearing Depends?
I don't know. I didn't hear that part.
See, that's what we should go ahead and ask her. If you can find it, maybe we should ask her that in that Yahoo Answers. So you're blowing him, you're feeding him, he's playing Skyrim. How's it go to the bathroom? Do you guys got like a jug there and stuff, and he wears Depends and you change him for him?
It's just like
fetish on top of everything else?
Oh, I hope to God that she was able to just unplug the power to his computer and just chew him out and like flash her boobs in front of him and say, if you pick up that keyboard and turn that power on, you're not going to see these again.
This sounds like a troll. He sounds like a troll, not a human being. Sounds like a troll.
Man, I mean, I've seen some oddball stuff in my time on the internet.
Actually, I can completely 100% believe what's going on. I really could.
Then again, I only know powerful women.
Well, it's just, you know it,
you men and your women. You see, in my day, we only fascinated about the guys.
Okay.
Okay. Well, CG,
you guys are so straight.
CG, we're in this segment of our podcast about like what we did for Christmas and how was it. So, how was Christmas for you?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that Skyrim.
Oh my word!
So that's I think I've given enough of my life to Skyrim. I think I'm ready to go back to reading about British history and literature, and actually working on that film degree.
And Doctor Who. We can't forget Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watched both Christmas specials because I had to.
Well, there wasn't a matter of needing to have to or anything. It is like, you know, the must thing to do on Christmas.
Have any of you ever watched Eureka?
I've heard of it.
Well, now that I discovered here recently that I actually have the Sci-Fi channel, I might actually get to.
If they do another season.
No, it's canned. It's done.
Well, there's going to be another season next year.
That season's already done.
I know, but still.
We just have to wait for them to go ahead and... Hey, season premiere, guys!
And then when people find out they're already broadcast in the UK and Canada.
Is it anything like Planetes?
What?
Okay, I'm guessing it's nothing like Planetes. All right. Okay.
Oh, no, I've never seen that, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I've been watching...
I remember it by name, but I don't remember anything other than that.
Nah. Huh. It's amazing.
See forever.
So, Josh, how was your Christmas?
It was all right.
Well, you know, me and Josh had...
Shut up.
Jeez.
Me and Josh went out. We had a beautiful dinner.
No, okay. CG, please, just let Josh finish.
Oh, can I live in my fantasy?
I already asked the question, how was your Christmas? You're like, no, let's talk about Skyrim. So I was like, okay, no, he doesn't want to talk about it. So now it's Josh's turn.
I just want to picture myself in some other fantasy Christmas.
Are you dressed in latex?
Fantasy then, even though we know it's not real. But at least
I bet he's dressed in latex right now.
What?
I bet he's dressed in latex all the time.
Number one, what the fuck is a latex?
I'm going on mute here, guys. I'm going to go get something to drink. Be right back.
Okay.
Lol.
I'm kidding, by the way.
So what cool stuff did you get for Christmas, Josh?
Jesus Christ! I don't talk half the episode, and when I do, you interrupt. Jeez.
Just...
Take 5 minutes and just collect yourself and then come back to us. All right, Josh, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well,
so Josh.
John, ban button now.
Anyways.
He's on my Skype thing or not.
Anyways, I don't know if you've ever heard of there's like a sort of action figure line in Japan called SH Figure Arts.
I've heard of Figure Arts. I know what those are.
Yeah. Yeah, I got
hat?
No, I didn't get one of the One Piece ones. No, I got Masked Rider Amazon.
Okay.
Sick.
It's kind of a cool figure. That was kind of my big present.
So, did you get my present?
No, it got lost in the mail.
Oh, so you didn't get my $3,000 dildo?
Wait. They make $3,000 dildos. Are you serious?
I don't know. Do they?
I'm asking you because I'm shocked because I think paying $5,000 for a sex doll is too much.
It's probably like like has rigid diamonds all over it.
Bro.
Oh, listen. That would hurt. That would fucking hurt.
Bro, whatever your name is, bro. If you're gonna troll, okay, you gotta do it thoroughly. Okay? Can't just pussy out like that. What was this nonsense?
Right.
Pretending not to know. You gotta see it through.
No, I this is just how I always act.
Echo.
Oh. So now we're talking about Ben 10.
Yeah, that show's great.
Yes, we're talking about Ben 10. You bend over and Josh gives you 10.
Oh, no, I just kept on hearing echo.
No, we were hearing an echo.
I still hear an echo.
I got my headphones in.
I've got mine in.
I'm using my phone, but I don't think it's coming from me.
It is.
Probably not.
All right, well, I guess we'll start with how my Christmas thing went. Let's Josh have something else to say.
I don't know if we can do this with this echo, though.
I don't hear an echo.
There's no echo on mine, and I'm recording, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's probably just Skype. But freaking out.
Who's recording?
Me, John.
John, I think the echo is coming from yours. Because you're not echoing.
Yeah, and I don't hear any of you guys echoing.
Well, if we can't hear his echo, then probably it's not going to pick up on the recording.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Well, one would hope not.
It's going to pick it up. If it's sending out through his mic, then it's picking up in the recording, which means he's going to hear it twice.
Oh.
Well, that'll dig for some funky vibes.
It's fine. It's just tune radio.
Maybe it'll just fix itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe. Because it's serious business.
Do you want me to, like, end the call and start it again or something?
No!
Help.
Because that's the only thing I can think of.
That. Besides, this is good material.
Alright.
You're good material. Never mind.
Hey, what about that ocean marketing? Did anybody see the article on ocean marketing about that Avengers doohickey for the X for the 360?
No.
Really?
I didn't see it.
All right, it was on Kotaku. Let's see here, and on Penny Arcade actually. Gabe actually got involved in this on this one. Yeah. Control company.
Who's Gabe?
Huh?
Who is Gabe?
Come on. You've never heard of Penny Arcade?
What's Penny Arcade?
Somebody just smack him, please.
Just get him out. Just right now.
Should I kick him?
John, don't act ignorant. I know for a fact that you have at least had to heard about Penny Arcade in passing. Let alone Kotaku.
I'm sure Yash has linked him to that stuff. He knows about it.
Okay. Alright, well, this guy named Dave sent Kotaku a rather interesting and very controversial conversation he had with a Paul Cristofro, a PR rep from Ocean Marketing, on the Avenger controller, and this guy, I have to ask. I'd love to actually call Ocean Marketing and ask them what was going through their HR's head when hiring this actual twat waffle. This guy went ahead and berated the customer because all the customer wanted to know was, What was happening? What was the status on the order? Because this controller was supposed to be out before Christmas, and it never was. And let's see here. Let me see if I can find something here on this.
I'll tell you what. While you're looking that up, John or Josh, did you have anything else regarding like your Christmas and other stuff that you got?
No, I was gonna say. Forgot that I was also going to add that that my family got a Blu-ray player for Christmas.
Oh, why not a PS3?
Nice. Same here.
You need a PS3, Josh.
I don't have enough money to ever get a PS3.
But it's not that much.
It's like $300.
Dude, why do it with a PS3 when you just get yourself a computer? It's all a PS3 is anyway, except that you can't go ahead and use real modifications or anything like that for games.
Well, except for the part where there's games that are exclusive to PS3.
The PS3 does not have games.
Yes, it does. You're just trolling me.
Troll the little bots.
Do you know what kind of Blu-ray player you got? Or like what company or model?
Probably just Sony, right?
I think it was Panasonic.
Oh, they're terrible.
I'll have to check.
They're absolutely terrible. Why would you get Panasonic? They are absolutely terrible.
Jeez.
I kid.
CG. I'm not gonna make the comparison.
What? No, never, really. Never. What are you gonna say?
Okay, guys. Here, let's. I'm gonna share this thing with you. This. Article about Mr. Paul Cristofro and his Ocean Marketing, where they're dealing with the Avenger controller. If you'll actually look down below in the chat area, I've actually gone ahead and pasted that URL. And this is, like I said, this is posted up at Penny Arcade. Gabe got this email on Tuesday at 12:30 in the morning. And I've got to say, man, I've got to ask Ocean's Marketing's human resources what was going through their skull.
Have that email?
Are there like highlights of this? Because it's pretty long.
Oh, there. Well, Let's just go. I say just keep with the short ones.
Yeah, go ahead and read these out because I can't really see the messages on my iTouch.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see here. Well, who wants to start?
All right.
Okay, I'll start. This started off on the 16th of this month. Okay, and it was from Dave to Paul over at Ocean Marketing. I ordered two of the upcoming PS3 controllers because the invoice number and everything on it. Any chance of getting an update of when these items will ship? I'm not really happy about being forced to pay up front, then have the advertising date of early December be completely missed out without any sort of update on availability. I really need one of them for a Christmas present as well. Anyways, looking forward to finally using one of these bad boys. Thanks and happy holidays. Dave. This is what Paul went ahead and came back with him and shot back at him the 7th.
Oh, this is
absolutely
long.
Nothing.
He says, like, nothing on it?
Yeah, it's.
He says,
yeah, right underneath it.
He says December 17th in the second email.
Yeah. And the reply back was, thanks for the reply, Paul. Can you clarify whether my particular order already sent or if December 17th was the first day shipments went out? I haven't received any sort of shipping confirmation email or tracking number. And I'd be scratching my head too. December 17th. What's that? Is that like when the Stargate opens up and we all, you know, get transported to another realm or something? No, December 17th. Wow, dude.
It's pretty unprofessional. Usually they have some polished response.
The Stargate rolled to a world of unprofessional
Yes, douchebaggery.
That's how society is supposed to exist when it never can.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm in the business. I'm in client relations. And I tell you, somebody go ahead and pull this type of asshattery in my business, that guy would be out of that door at warp speed. I mean, he'd pass the Enterprise at warp 12. You don't treat people like this. I mean, I'll be surprised that this guy actually gets a job in client relations ever again, let alone PR. I wouldn't have this guy taking an order at Burger King.
This gets worse, though. I mean, later on, he says
keeps getting worse. Yeah, I'm ready, Lewis. It's just like.
But here we go. Here we go with December 26th from Ocean Marketing to Dave. LOL, thanks for the free PR. I know the editor-in-chief of Kotaku, IGN, Engadget. I'll be meeting them at CES. The noise complaint was for people high up on the food chain in the corporate world of real estate you have no clue about. Thanks for the rice rocket compliment, too. Love me some motorcycle. Send that over to Engadget. You look like a complete moron, swearing and sending your customer service complaints to a magazine as if they'll post it or even pay attention. Do you think that you're the first or the last? What are they going to do? Demand us to tell you where your shipment is or to ask for a refund on your behalf? Really? Welcome to the internet. Son, I'm 38. And this guy can't even hit F7 for a spell check. I website as on the internet when you were a sperm in your daddy's ball and before it was the internet. Thanks for the welcome to message. Word up. Grow up, you look like a complete child, bro. I don't have my controller, so I'm going to cry to the world. Really? Hey, take that free time and do some more productive. All you had to do is check like everybody else. People have inquired, but you're the douchiest of them all, Jay. And to all our pre-order customers looking for information on the status of their order after a busy couple of months, the PS3 Avengers are on their way from our manufacturing plant overseas. We're aware that everybody is anticipating having their Avengers under the Christmas tree, and we're doing our best to go ahead and get these orders shipped out as fast as possible. We appreciate you as loyal customers and for supporting our company. Customers will start receiving their products this week before Christmas and after Christmas and into the new year. As a token of our appreciation, we're offering all of our pre-order customers and new customers $10 off your next order with us. Just enter Avenger 1001 at checkout. Thank you and happy holidays. And then, of course, and FYI, when the street date gets pushed by a publisher on a video game that you pre-ordered, do you cry to them too? You just got told, bitch. Welcome to the real internet. Check Kotaku in 2 weeks when they're reviewing the free PS3 Avengers we send them, as well as G4 and all the other majors. Hell yeah. Don't forget to check Amazon, GameStop.com, Play and Trade, Myers, Fry's, and a ton of other local stores coming your way. You think you speak for a billion, son? You're just a kid. You speak for yourself. No one cares what you think, what we were growing and moving 20 to 50,000 controllers a month. We do value our customers, but sometimes we get children like you. We just have to put you in the corner with your stupid hat on. See you at CES, E3, PAX East. Oh, wait, and you have to ask Mom and Pa Dukes to... you're not an industry professional and you have no money. Oh, snap, you just got told. The PAX East comment gets my attention and I decided to engage. I tend to have a calming effect on these sort of arguments.
Wait.
That was my game, by the way, the last part.
Let me just clarify what I just heard. Everything you just said came from the person in the company telling that to the customer. Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Except for the last part, but yeah.
Yep. This
and $10 is gonna like make that better.
Yeah, exactly. Had it been me, In fact, I want at this point in time, I would like to have Jeff.
Yeah.
How would you react to this?
Wow, what a douchebag. I'll never buy anything from them again.
Okay. Now, like if you're on the receiving end, if you're Ocean Marsh,
like shoot out from them.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Dustin. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, like, I like how they mentioned that we value them as a loyal customer, but let me chew you out for about 4 paragraphs on how stupid we think you are, and for annoying me.
I don't know. I might be all like, damn, this person must be going through some, like, midlife crisis up in here.
And he admits.
I think it's a holiday depression, and I'm pretty sure he might have sent this, like, right when he was contemplating suicide.
Yeah.
I mean, the Christmas
excuse
for retailers and customer service is stressful, but you don't have to take that out on the customers, even though you think 90% are completely stupid.
Don't you think he's probably drunk or something?
No. The guy says he was having a bad day. Well, you know what? Even though you're having a bad day, your customer is king or queen, and you have to treat them as such to a degree, to a very high point. Okay? I don't care if you're a leper or if you're Barack Obama. Your customers need to be treated with the utmost respect. If there's a person out there that says, you know, hey, where's my product? You bend over backwards. You find out. You ask them, is it okay to get back with you? If you don't have an answer right away, ask them to put them on hold. Find out something. Get something at least semi-tangible. And then get back with them on this. And even do a follow-up.
You know what this reminds me of is that video of the FedEx guy throwing the computer monitor over the gate, you know?
Oh, yeah. That was a classic. That one's going to be a classic one.
I kind of think that guy was fired, wasn't he? I mean, I kind of think this guy probably should be as well. I mean, I can't believe
Oh, yes. He's not. Ocean Marketing went ahead and fired his butt lickety split.
Yeah.
Good.
I can wonder how long.
Yeah, there was a follow up on it, actually. Let me see if I can find that follow up.
Oh, did Ocean Marketing apologize and everything?
Oh, yeah. Well, here on this one. It said here that although it's apparent that he didn't learn anything, the rest of the less than savvy internet people should have learned one single important lesson. Don't mess with the internet. And on this, here's what it was. This is on Kotaku on here. Let me see here. And bam, I've gone ahead and shared that there. Yeah, and he basically cries, saying, I want to clear my name. I want to get these people to stop bothering me. Well, you should have been a little more politer to your clients.
You pretty much got a fully loaded machine gun.
Honestly, I got to ask, is that really him in that picture? Because honestly, it looks like he's wearing a giant dildo on his head.
A purple one too.
I know. It's like they dissected half of a pufferfish and then slapped a dildo right on top of it and sprayed it purple. I don't know. I mean, the hat kind of matches them, though.
Oh, God, this video someone made posted about Ocean Marketing fail. Have you seen it?
No.
We can post it as show notes for our listeners.
Yeah, I know, but just for you guys to say this.
This guy says they've pretty much ruined me in the last 24 hours. It was a humbling little bit, but life goes on. I'm not going to die.
Yeah, and this is the funny part. If I had known, I would have treated the situation a little better. Really?
A little is really the word you're going to use?
I mean, that's... Wow. Oh, he admits that he handled things badly. Badly? Yeah, being banned from PAX. Yeah. Yeah. You actually have to be. Honestly, I think you have to be doing something really, really bad to be banned. I mean, Gabe's a pretty tolerant guy, but the way this guy treated his clients and the way he went ahead and reacted to Gabe, I'd say, yeah, banning is probably about the least dangerous thing that could have happened to him.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just because I'm a really chill guy, and I just don't like the idea of enacting disciplinary measures against someone, that, I mean, I might be a bit more forgiving than I probably should be. I mean, like, it's pretty bad as it is, and yeah, he probably should at most lose his job, but I don't know. I mean, I guess... I think I've kind of come across this same issue where I just find myself in a position where I don't want to make judgments. Because, right. I mean, clearly what he did was not a bad thing, right? And the same position happened to me when I was watching a morally repugnant anime, Koikaze, right? I'm all like, what's going on here? I should be totally on board with the knee-jerk, fast karate for the gentleman. I hate this show, and I hate, like, what it's trying to say. But, I mean, I think maybe what he's attempting to do with this article with Kotaku is probably at the most he can do. And it's
just trying to save face.
At the very least, trying to say, hey, guys, you're going to demonize me, right? I didn't exactly do the right thing. But, like, while you are basically just, like, essentially disciplining him, like, by not fitting into the norms of being a sales rep and, like, how they should perform their duties, and thus is going to be permanently within this category that we see as bad and undesirable, is like, look, I'm human. And, like, humans do stupid things, and I can't help but feel sorry for him. So,
the JetBlue guy who, like, took the beer and, like, flew out the slide or whatever off the plane? And this was, like, the big thing, and a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, this guy's a hero. He yelled at, like, some people on the plane first, too, and everything over the loudspeaker. And, like, I think this is the same kind of thing, except you shouldn't be upset with people who are going to customer service or whatever because they've not got their product, you know? It's like...
Well, here's the thing. The funny thing I found out, and I think this is when the gears finally clicked in his brain, was about the seventh or ninth paragraph down. In the near term, Christoph... I really can't pronounce that name. That's...
Christoforo.
You know, yes, has entertained the idea of doing some internet videos himself and even considered going to PAX East, held in Boston this April, with a shirt tauntingly saying, I'm Paul Christoforo on it. I'm not sure I'd actually do that now since I don't want to get into any fights, he clarified. Well, yeah, with what you did, some people would actually go ahead and have a chip on their shoulder in regards to that, I think.
I think it's interesting how, suppose with this little episode, rather, I would find a little bit comical episode, as ridiculous as it is. It's just like the power of surveillance that the internet has on us. I mean, with the loss of anonymity, given the communicative powers that the internet is, this can be pretty harsh, which, I don't know, I suppose is, I mean, in some respects, a good thing in that, like, with movements like Occupy Wall Street, like, we can go in, or the protests in Egypt, we can literally see what is happening, and, right. Like, we can criticize those in power, but also at the same time, this can be a tool that's also very harmful to the individual. So I suppose it kind of goes both ways. It can be used as a tool of control, which it seems to be in this aspect, but also as a tool of, well, I don't know, just different forms of control and different forms of power. But
this is holding people to account, just like, you know, people in Egypt protesting is. You know, it's just holding a game shipping company to account instead. You know.
Yeah. But well, I don't know. It feels as though
That's not the only game company I know that like is pretty crooked. There's actually, when I lived in Raleigh, there was a game company called. I like how when I think of names. Oh no, it was Byright Video Games. Okay, I like when I go to talk about something and like the name disappears. I hate that.
Yeah.
And it seems to be my only flaw, but like Byright Video Games was like. Actually, a company that apparently did eventually get shut down by the Better Business Bureau after like 400 or 500 some complaints against the company in like 6 months, because their main thing was the fact that like they sold import games and everything like that, and like they were huge when Final Fantasy VII was really big. I only went there once or twice, but like if you try to buy something online from them, they would never ship it out because it would just sell it in the store. Like I had a friend of mine who went there. And he found a game that he wanted, and they were like, he was like, hey, can I get this? They're like, oh, we're supposed to ship this to somebody, but since you're here, you're just going to pick it up anyways, so we'll just sell it to you. That's exactly what they told him.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, he actually found a rare game like by buying it through them. Like he went to pick up like Virtua Cop or something on the Saturn. Mm-hmm. It turns out someone bundled Christmas Nights with it. So he got like a $90 game. With a $5 game, without them ever knowing it. And Christmas Nights is one of the rarest Saturn games out there, along with scored big with that.
Very big. I mean, that'd be like, you know, okay, he's a kid, take it home, straight to eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's regarding for Sega stuff, like, I became a Sega fanboy from him, but that's one game I don't think he's ever going to get rid of, and... Unless he finds like another copy, because his main income is selling stuff on eBay, so he knows how much it's worth. I was going to point out that I never got to tell you guys what I got for Christmas, which, to sum it up shortly, I got money, and I used that for an iTouch. And I got some shirts and some Starbucks coffee beans.
Huh.
Nice. Did you get a grinder?
I'm talking to you guys on Skype with an application. I'm actually starting to come around with this thing. I had a huge dislike for Apple products, and then now that Steve Jobs is dead, and I've kind of found a reason being to get an Apple product now. So I'm kind of slowly swaying my way over that way. So I figured I'd start with an iTouch and go from there, but... For the couple days I've had this, I'm just, you know, yeah, I'm going through and I have to reprogram my whole, like, playlist of songs. Because, like, my whole, like, I got a 32, and, like, half of it is not filled with nothing but music. And I have to go through there and eventually organize stuff out, and I don't know. But I'm really digging this thing. And it was funny, I got it from Best Buy, and, like, the Best Buy website, they had it, like, $25 off. That was at Target and Walmart and Best Buy. Actually, no, Target was going to have it for $20 off, and I went to Walmart first, but they were sold out. So then I went over to Best Buy, and they had, like, a gate next to the checkout counter, because I waited, like, 30 minutes in line after getting a ticket from the MP3 area to go to talk to the guy, and then he got one out of this huge crate, which they had, like, hundreds of them in there. There was no way they could literally run out of iTouches in one day. I was just amazed, and I told the guy, I was like, you know, this is $275 on the website, and he was able to price match it. So, like, the store had it for $2.99. He was able to knock it down $25.
Nice.
Yes.
Definitely nice.
It's like, yeah, dude, no problem. And, like, I was like, this is a really cool cashier who knows what he's doing.
And knows his client relations.
Yeah, so at least they weren't dumb and stupid and like, oh, no, you have to pick it up at the store. But he was like, no, I'll price match it online. And lo and behold, the sale was still listed on there. So I got it for $2.75.
Sweet.
I was happy. I wanted to get a lot cheaper, but I wasn't going to complain if that was as cheap as it was going to get. And it was within the range of money that I got from my parents, too, so.
Hello?
I never said what I got for Christmas.
I thought you did.
I did?
No, you went straight to Skyrim. That was...
Oh, yes, that game I pirated. Okay. I just... I just got money and a bundle of Steam games from my friend. Surprise me. Money going to books and Gunpla. What?
Nice. Always, you can always appreciate the Steam bundles.
Why would you want Gunplas? Seriously, there's better things out there.
Why not? What's the matter with Gunplas?
Yeah, what's the matter?
They're a waste of time.
Why? No, they're not.
No. Let's have him have the floor. Let's have him go ahead and explain this out. Explain to us, oh great guru.
Because after you waste all your time on building them, all they do is just sit around and do nothing.
I talk to mine.
You can paint them and customize them and add more plastic crap to it and mold them. You can actually use them to make little, like, stop-motion CG movies. You can do lots of cool stuff with Gunpla and just have it sit there.
Yeah. I take my sturdier ones around with me on campus trips sometimes, and I just, like, take pictures of them and just like pretend like they're little people and hide them in my pocket.
And they're fun. They go ahead and they break the monotony of your day, of your daily routine.
Listen,
but video games are more worth your money.
There's the difference between video games and Gunpla.
That they're on video games. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, you seen Gunpla Builders? Have you seen that? Okay, okay, I'm guessing you haven't. Well, we reviewed it, and like, I was just going back through, and I just remember editing. I remember sitting in Meaning of Life class with George Carlin. And then it just kind of, like, dawned on me what I like so much about Gunpla. And the thing about Gunpla, and the way that people who do it say they like it, they say things like they like working with their hands and they like putting something together. And there's a great part in Genshiken where they're just like, hey, you don't know, you don't understand, you don't get it. Because the thing is that Gunpla is something that you put together yourself. Like all the little scratch marks, all the little cuts and niches that you accidentally make, that's what makes your Gunpla unique. It's because you put a little bit of yourself into what you create. It's that sense of creativity and that sense of pure being in the moment that you gain from being able to simply work with your hands and putting it into it is what grants your Gunpla life. I mean, as ridiculous and as probably buying into Bandai's commercial message as I am, it's something special. This is Bandai. You're getting free advertising from me because I mean it's probably not enough to make for what I've wasted on your product. But I mean it really is something to fall in love with. That's the best that I can explain it. Martin Heidegger said that we should all go out and build our own houses because that way we would know everything about that house and then that we would feel a sense of special. Like presence.
I bond.
Yes.
Okay. I have one important question. Will it blend?
Yes. Probably.
Yes, definitely.
But I mean, that's your heart. That's your heart.
By the way, that joke was just completely a joke. I didn't mean the
anything like will blend in a blend tech blender.
Good save.
No, really, it was a joke.
I know.
I just never really understood the appeal of Gunpla. I mean, I know it's popular,
him explain it again.
No. I was just saying I didn't. Not that I. You know what I mean.
It's a feeling you kind of have to experience for yourself. And I mean, if you don't get it with Gunpla, you'll probably get it with something else. I mean, sometimes I felt the same thing with podcast episodes. So, I mean, I guess it's just like the joy of being able to create something, even if it is following the instructions in a manual, like you still add your own little things with it because you're only human and you know that. So,
I only have not a machine. Models.
What happens if you build it completely wrong?
Then it would probably look hilarious.
But you built it completely wrong, which makes it even more unique.
Yes.
And you have to start from scratch and follow the instructions because you must have been too dyslexic.
In defense of him, I have to admit, at one point in time, I actually put legs where the arms were supposed to be.
Yeah, there were so many instances of I remember when I built my first model as an adult and cognitive of what I was doing. It was this summer, right? It was this summer. Mm-hmm. And it was GM Custom. Beautiful, beautiful high-grade model. I still play with it to this day.
I got got an old master grade of the GM Custom I've had for quite a few years or since high school. That was like the second or third master grade that I got.
Out of curiosity, there are Ketero Gunpla, right?
There are.
Are there?
There are?
It was a question.
But I've never actually...
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
I think so.
Of course, regarding for like Christmas stuff, like there was one other thing I really wanted to get, which I can probably still get now because it's on the cheap, is a LaserDisc player.
We used to have one, and my dad gave it away.
Do you have LaserDiscs but not a player for them?
I got three LaserDiscs. I when I did that animation review, I told you guys what I got from that comic book shop at the Cary Town Center Mall. Like, I got two Vampire Hunter animes on LaserDisc, and then Welcome to Greenwood.
Huh.
And they've just been kind of sitting on my bookshelf since the summer, and I'd like to watch them.
Yeah.
But I need my LaserDisc player. I need to figure out which one I need to get, which one's a good model, and apparently there's a lot of research into getting a LaserDisc. And
if you go to your local thrift shop, you can actually find them.
I have tried pawn shops and thrift shops, and there is nothing there.
You can't find a player.
I can only probably find one online, but there was actually a LaserDisc that I did see that I wanted to get, and I'm not going to mess with it. But apparently, there was a guy that's trying to sell like an import Soul Bianca OVA LaserDisc.
Oh jeez, this one.
$94 for it on eBay. So I made an offer to him for like $20 or $25, and he sends me this email like he was offended that I offered that much. He's like, is it really that cheap? And I was just like, I just wanted to throw out an offer to see if he would sell it to me.
Wait, how much did he list it for?
He listed for like $93.99.
Wow. Well, in Japan, I
checked out like eCrater and like other websites that would have a domestic copy, and those sell for like maybe $40-$50.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way an import could sell that much. And then I messaged him. I was like, look, if I offer you $30, would you take it? And he has not responded back. So I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to worry about it.
This guy's in Japan, right?
This guy's in the States. He's like in Maine trying to sell an import.
Oh.
And, okay, wait a minute. Did you just say the magic word?
Maine.
Oh. States?
I mean, honestly, do you think these places, these states here, Maine, Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, for Pete's sakes? These guys said you mentioned anime. They're like, what? Oh, that's coveted stuff here. Yeah, it's really expensive. And you just look at them and you kind of like facepalm.
Josh is going to be offended here. He's from Connecticut.
Wait, what are we talking about?
People in the upper eastern end of the United States.
Connecticut.
What are we talking about? Like, what about us?
People into that genre. I mean, honestly, I thought you're like. That were actually broken from the cast, and you know, one of us, join us. We accept you, one of us.
Okay, really, I have no idea what we're talking about.
Basically, we are basically the end of run. I can't explain.
No, Steve is talking about it, that anybody in New England who tries to sell anime stuff is going to sell it five times higher than what it is.
Oh.
Locally, within the United States and Canada.
We're at an hour. But
Mexico, you could probably get it even cheaper.
Do we want to keep going? We're at an hour.
Wait, I think I found a mailbag letter.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Who is it from?
Who's going to read it?
I will.
Okay, go ahead.
From my man to the Cool Kids Club. After listening to your 08th... wait, I pronounced that wrong. FFMS team review. I thought it sounded cool, and I went out and bought it at a local FYE. I marathoned it with my girlfriend, and things were going great until we got to about episode 10. You know, the one where Shiro shouts out that he loves Aina. Yeah, my girlfriend leaned on me at that part. I was so skinny at the point that I fell on the floor and the spaghetti in my pocket spilled out.
What?
In flailing embarrassment, I knocked over the glass table and smashed the TV by accident. I was in tears at this point, having ruined our good time, so I ran into the kitchen and threw the microwave against the front door. Then I ran to my bedroom, opened the door, got on the floor, and everybody walked the dinosaur.
Well, are they still together?
Hopefully she's as loyal as that Skyrim one from Yahoo Answers.
Yeah, I don't want to say...
Yeah, but she's doing a little more than just Skyrim.
Yeah. All the rednecks here say Skyrim. Don't say Skyrim.
Isn't
that like a Transformer? I thought it was like an Autobot or a Decepticon or something.
They all say the same. I don't know why. Like this one guy was talking to me when I worked at the Fuji plant. I worked seasonal.
Right.
And he came up to me. He's like, "Yeah, have you played the new game Skyrim?" And I said, "You mean Skyrim?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "No, I haven't."
Yeah. He's
like, "Skyrim." I'm like, "Oh my god, dude, shut up."
Skyrim.
Maybe, like, they just get together, and they're like, you know, this guy, let's just troll him. Let's just do that. I mean, I think that might be it.
I think the way it works is that the people who go to the one GameStop in this area, like, they have, like, the hick, you know, redneck girl that's the manager there. If she mispronounces the game, everyone thinks that's how you pronounce it. So really? If she said it, that's how everyone else is going to talk about
it. All about Skyrim.
Yeah,
I'm put up in our computerized satellite.
Let's Skyrim him.
I need more Skyrim for my Skyrim.
Yeah, bro.
So does she tell them like, we've got this great new game, Halo 3 or something, and then they'll all say Halo?
Oh, dude, no, they were way to bastardize, like, the English language. Like, one guy, like, mispronounced the name of a gun, and, like, my brother just, like, dude, shut up.
That's cute.
It's, oh my gosh. Don't ever move to or live in South Carolina.
I wasn't planning.
Ever. Is it as south as Oklahoma?
Carolina. She lives in Columbia.
Probably more.
Well, I'm talking about.
Don't know what the funny part is.
What
she teaches?
I think it's just as bad in North Carolina.
English
is actually more civilized, and like the rednecks actually stay away from the cities. If you're around the city, you're fine.
Yeah.
My sister has picked up an accent there, and she like kind of hates herself for it.
Where's your sister live?
Is she hot?
She's, for your information, she is married and has a son.
Hot.
Yeah, I gotta cause problems with my so-called promiscuity.
Yeah. So we're an hour and 4 minutes in. I guess we're gonna end it after closing remarks. Josh. You have any?
Paul Ron.
Oh yeah, him. CG.
Buy me presents.
Okay. Jeff?
Why people?
Steve?
Red rum.
Ziani?
Well, no Gundam Game Talk this episode.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Kawaii.
Tune in next time when Dustin will go ahead and say to John,
I guess,
I'll get you next time, cool kids.
Oh, get you next time, gadget.
We have to edit in the Inspector Hambone at the end of this, Josh.
Yes. Yes, we should.
Okay, that's all.
Ghost the Hambone. Ghost the Hambone. Ghost the Hambone. Ghost the Hambone. Ghost the Hambone.
Ocean Marketing, you're an asshole. Yeah, December 17th. Xylophone. Yeah, whether before or after. Fuck you for calling. Ocean Marketing, you're an asshole. Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of people want the products that they paid for, sir. Yeah, you're not special. Yeah, I know the Yellow Power Ranger and Richard Nixon, so I think I know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Yeah, sir, you sound like a complete baby. You do. You sound like a goddamn milk baby right now. Yeah. I work very closely with Sonic the Hedgehog. And I've driven a rocket since before you were a sperm in your daddy's balls, so I think I know
what... Home, what the hell do you think you're doing? You are representing Ocean Marketing right now. We have booths at every major event. E3, PAX West, PAX East, CES, NAMBLA, Germany. That's a convention now. It's a big one. We didn't build up a network of 125 people by talking to customers like that. It's like you've forgotten all your training.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'll handle this one. Bro, shut the fuck up before I tell the mayor of Italy that you're a whiny little bitch. Yeah, I'm going to sell your controllers on eBay. Go ahead, tell the Better Business Bureau. They all owe me $5 million because I dunked on them in heels. You're who? Hey, Paul, look up Mike Kuhalik on Lycos. Oh my god, I love you guys. You guys gonna be at NAMBLA this year?